A zone of death 40 miles wide is creeping north across Russia and into Scandinavia.
There's a crater maybe 50 foot deep and maybe 100 yards long.
So much chaos in our world. We long for a peace that surpasses all understanding. One Love Radio, introducing you to Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU. Delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Escapees die in Nakonde after attempting to flee police custody. ZCSIF warns DFS fraud in Zambia far higher than Bank of Zambia figures. And foreign news, more than 640,000 people are affected by Mozambique floods. And in sports, FAS pays $520,000 and restructures Asanovic debt until 2028. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Zambia Cyber Security Initiative Foundation, ZCSIF, has described the 300 million kwacha in digital financial services, DFS, related fraud cases reported by the Bank of Zambia, BOZ, as only indicative of the true scale of the problem. The BOZ has recorded DFS-related fraud cases totaling to 300 million kwacha from 2020 to date. Speaking to One Love Radio News, ZCSIF President John Shinseki says many fraud cases go unreported, noting that the Bank of Zambia figures reflect only incidents that have been formally reported. Mr. Shinseki explains that number of people who report fraud is significantly lower than those who do not, attributing this to the public's failure to follow basic cyber security best practices promoted by institutions such as the Zambia Police, ZICTA, civil society organizations, and mobile telecommunications companies. Financial expert Henry Muleya says improving commodity prices and projected economic growth present Zambia with an opportunity to reset its economic policies and achieve sustainable prosperity. His comments follow a World Bank outlook that ranks Zambia among industrial commodity exporting economies, expected to record a stronger growth over the next 2 years. Mr. Mlea has urged the government to build capacity for indigenous Zambians to participate in the extractive industry by providing grants, loans and training to artisanal and small-scale miners. He also calls for the full implementation of the local content policies to ensure local contractors benefit through subcontracting with multinational mining firms. Additionally, Mr. Mlea has proposed the creation of a sovereign fund financed through a ministry windfall levy, which could require mining companies to contribute to a fixed amount per ton of copper sold above $10,000 per metric ton. He says the fund would support the development of other industries beyond mining. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's first 2026 bond auction has marked a historic shift in market confidence, with the auction attracting over 10 billion kwacha in bids against a targeted 4.2 billion kwacha offer. Mr. Chisanga says the overwhelming response reflects growing investor trust in the country's fiscal policy and economic direction, noting that the lifting of the foreign participation cap from 5% to 23% has reopened access to non-resident investors. He has explained that the move has eased financing pressure ahead of the $1.16 billion 2026 debt war, adding that demand was particularly strong for medium and long-term bonds, indicating confidence beyond short-term liquidity. However, Mr. Chisanga has cautioned that sustained borrowing at the scale could absorb liquidity and crowd out private sector credit. He says the key challenge is to balance sovereign financing with private sector growth, adding that record-breaking demand should translate into resilient market development rather than hidden macroeconomic strain.
This marks the highest ever recorded in the domestic market in terms of performance. Obviously, we have received an heavy oversubscription level, which basically also saw allocated the 9.3 billion Zambian kwacha, reflecting an exceptional investor's appetite. The policy-driven inflow has also given that surge, which has demanded the rising of a performance, where we've seen that the...
Now, still in local news, three escapee suspects have died in Nakonde district of Mchinga province after they were hit by stray bullets while trying to escape from lawful custody together with other suspects at Nakonde police station. The incident happened yesterday, Saturday, January 24th, 2026, when 10 suspects facing various offences such as murder and other felonies escaped from lawful custody through the main grill door leading to different cells. Mchinga Province Police Commissioner Dennis Mola, who confirmed the development in a press statement, says the three deceased suspects were hit by stray bullets when warning shots were fired to stop the fugitives who were running in different directions. According to Zanis, Mr. Mola says brief facts are that on Saturday, 24th January 2026, around 14:30 hours, Kapambwe Chongo and three other officers were on duty. Whilst working during feeding time, the main grill door was opened to enable two suspects to get a pot of food, which was prepared from outside the cells so that the other suspects in custody could feed. Mr. Mola has alleged that, as reported by Constable Chongo, two suspects were called during feeding time to collect a pot of food from the entrance, and in the process, other suspects came out from various cells and grabbed the officer, allowing others to escape and run into different directions. The provincial police commissioner has stated that some warning shots were fired to stop the escapees from running away, but they continued, and in an effort to stop them, unfortunately, three of them were caught by stray bullets.